The next room, which used to be occupied by sick and injured Austro-Hungarian soldiers, is nowadays occupied by somewhat different soldiers, crustaceans in suits of armor armed with claws. Their world consists of around 44,000 species of different shapes and sizes, and in this room, there are several types divided into three square-shaped pools. The pool on the left is inhabited by small European locust lobsters and bigger spotted shamefaced boxer crabs with a large, freckled shell. These sluggish animals move fast only if they feel they are in danger and spend most of their day buried in the sand where they timidly hide from potential predators. The pool opposite the room's entrance is home to prawns, a glacial relict and a widely famous gastronomic delicacy. The prawn showcases its skills by tirelessly digging tunnels and channels deep in the seafloor sediment, where it lives, brings its food and hides from danger. The right-hand pool features the Mediterranean snake-lock sea anemones, which provide shelter for the goby, a fish immune to cnidarian venom. Above the anemones swim the members of the Mysidae family, small crustaceans who stay in big groups, which are present in almost all parts of the world. Mysidae are a hugely important link in the food chain of any community. This is because small fish, as well as many invertebrates, feed on them. If you look at them up close, these crustaceans will uncover their fascinating world. A female with fertilized eggs in her pouch often stands out from the group, waiting for the moment when a whole new generation of tiny, but already adult Mysidae lays out of them.